Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Javier. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yet. And now, play ball. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Javier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Javier moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hubbard can't make a play. That's a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Indians 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Henderson hits a line drive towards short. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hubbard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Bell moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with yet covering, for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it and throws to second for the out. Tabler moves to third. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Tabler scores. Hall moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder is hit by the pitch. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbard takes first base on ball 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubbard moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Hubbard scores. Weiss moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bill Lasky now pitching. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Javier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiss tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Parker moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lasky. Parker moves to third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Carter moves to second. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Javier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Julio Franco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parker hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Parker reaches second base with a double. Canseco goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Athletics. Jeff Dedman now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parker moves to third. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Parker scores. McGuire moves to second. It's 8-3, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hubbard hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Hubbard reaches third base with a triple. McGuire scores. Henderson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Athletics. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Hubbard scores. It's 11-3, Athletics. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Upshaw. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Codaroli now pitching. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGuire hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire fields the ball and throws to Nelson covering. Safe. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive towards third. Lansford catches it and throws to first to double up Hall. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 3. the Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-4 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Jennings pinch hits for Glenn Hubbard. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jennings for the out. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Weiss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing second base. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Allenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.